The work before us. I say to our people, let not those on whom we must depend to do gospel missionary work, in places where the truth should be represented, be drawn away by any pretense from their work. The cause of God needs the very best workers. God's workers are ever to cherish a clear idea of what constitutes pure and undefiled religion. In the cities where the truth is to be established, there will be needed workers of Bible faith and practice. The work of God is to be carried forward in the South, and the youths whose talents makes them most desired in Battle Creek are to be ready to step into the places prepared for them in institutions where they can obtain a training for work without being thrown into companionship of worldly people who know not God, and whose wrong sentiments will leaven the mind of those with whom they are brought in contact. We cannot afford to allow the minds of our youth to be thus leavened, for it is on these youth that we must depend to carry forward the work in the future. The work at Washington will demand the best and most earnest missionaries. This place, the headquarters of the nation, is a most important field, and there must be those there who are able to state wisely the reasons of their faith. There will be needed young men and young women of capability who can take up the work as pioneers and carry it forward in the strength of the Lord. God's people are to keep their lamps trimmed and burning amid the moral darkness and the unbelief of the world. Canvasser. Evangelists are needed to circulate the publications containing the messages of warning for this time. I call upon the presidents of our conferences to exert their God-given influence to open the fields that have never yet been worked. These fields stand as a reproach to our people. Organize your work intelligently, and then proceed to action. Let your simplicity of speech and your simplicity and neatness of dress speak of your work as missionaries. Educational advantages will be provided, and the Lord will go before those who will take up the work in the spirit of self-sacrifice. Study the life and teachings of Christ. Men may bid for your services, offering large inducements. Remember that Christ paid for you the price of his own life, and that you are not your own. You are to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. Humility and benevolence are traits of character that God acknowledges. The Word of God inculcates humility and encourages benevolence. Humility places man on vantage ground through the grace of Christ. Christ came to this world to reveal these precious graces as an illustration of the graces that those must reveal who are received as members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. To all, Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in the daily experience unto your souls." Rest will come to all who follow the example given them in the life of Christ. The one whose life practice shows that he has savingly embraced the gospel of Christ will gain access to many souls. This is true of both men and women, and especially of the youth. Of the times and seasons, brethren, we have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, "Peace and safety," then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Professed Christians who are being transformed into the likeness of Christ and who love Him with all the heart will earnestly labor to establish the truth in many places. This is the very work the great medical missionary has given us to do. Steadfast faith and perseverance in practical godliness will open the way before every true Christian. And when souls are converted through the instrumentality of such workers, they will give all the glory to God and will rejoice with exceeding great joy. Ellen G. White. Copy August 27, 1903. Elmshaven Sanitarium, California. August 26, 1903. Dear Brother Griggs,
I have received your letter of August 18th. Yesterday, I sent you a telegram in which I told you to publish in the Review and Herald the articles you have written regarding the reopening of the Battle Creek College. I felt that I could not but consent to the publication of this article. The light given me by the Lord that our youth should not collect in Battle Creek to obtain their education has in no particular been changed. The fact that the sanitarium has been rebuilt in Battle Creek does not change the light. All that in the past made Battle Creek a place unsuitable for our youth exists today, so far as influence is concerned. Word has come to me that letters have been sent out to our churches in the different states, offering our youth special inducements to connect with the Battle Creek Sanitarium. The leading men in our conferences are requested to send their most promising young men and young women to the Battle Creek Sanitarium to be educated and trained as nurses. This is an effort to counterwork the counsel of the Lord. Those who present these inducements are working contrary to the will of the Lord. Had the sanitarium been reestablished in accordance with the Lord's design, it would not now be in Battle Creek. The Lord permitted the sanitarium to be destroyed by fire, to take away the objection raised to moving out of Battle Creek. It was His design, not that one large building should be erected, but that plans should be made in several places. These smaller sanitariums were to be established where they could have the benefit and advantage of land for agriculture purposes. It is God's plan that agriculture shall be carried on in connection with our sanitariums and schools. Our youth need the education to be gained from this line of work. It is well, and more than well, it is essential that efforts be made to carry out the Lord's plan in this respect. When the call came to move out of Battle Creek, the plea was made, "We are here, and all settled." It would be an impossibility to move without enormous expense. The Lord permitted fire to consume the sanitarium building, and thus removed the greatest objection to fulfilling His purpose. Then a large building, different in design, but capable of accommodating as many patients, was erected on the same site as the old building. Since the opening of this institution, a very large number of people have come to it. Some of these are patients, but some are merely tourists. But the large number at the sanitarium is no evidence that it is the will of God that such a condition of things should be. Our sanitariums were not designed to be boarding places for the rich people of the world. The care of the large number of guests at the sanitarium requires a large number of youth, and those in charge of our churches are asked to send in to our sanitarium the names of the most promising young men and young women in the church, that these youth may be communicated with by the managers of the sanitarium, and invited to come to the sanitarium to take the nurse's course. I would say, be careful what moves are made. It is not God's design that our youth should be called into Battle Creek. Calling them to this place and associating them with worldly people of all grades
high and low, is like Lot taking his family into Sodom. The Lord said, "It is for the interest of our youth to be educated in some other place than Battle Creek." He declared it to be his will for the Battle Creek College to be removed to some place in the country. At this time, there was a heavy burden on our schools. I prayed that some way might be opened whereby these debts would be lifted. But Christ heard my prayers, and the prayers of many others, and a way was opened. I was instructed to give the manuscript of the book, Christ's Object Lessons, to our schools. Our publishing houses were to share in the gift by giving the work of printing and binding the book, and our people were to sell it and give their time. The Lord has blessed the effort put forth to relieve our schools from debt, and I am told that $300,000 have been raised toward lifting the debt. While engaged in selling Christ's Object Lessons, students and church members have obtained an excellent experience. As they have taken up this work disinterestedly, great blessing has come to them. Many have gained a knowledge of how to handle our large books. The Lord Himself has cooperated in this work. It was about the time the light was given regarding Christ's Object Lessons that the Lord instructed me that the college in Battle Creek should be removed from that place and established in some other place. There were too many interests in Battle Creek. Smaller schools were to be established in different places away from the cities. The establishment of the school at Berrien Springs had the commendation of God. Those in charge of the school at that place have much to encourage them.
Shall we now let the enemy manage for us? Because the sanitarium is where it should not be, shall the word of the Lord be no account? Shall we allow the most intelligent of our youth in the churches throughout our conferences be called to Battle Creek to become servants to worldlings, to be spoiled and robbed of their simplicity by being brought in contact with men and women who have not the fear of God in their hearts? Such men and women will come in large numbers to Battle Creek Sanitarium, and a large number of helpers will be needed. Shall those in charge of our conferences allow our youth, who, in the schools away from Battle Creek, could be fitted up for the Lord's work, to be drawn to Battle Creek, when for many years the Lord has been calling upon His people to move away from Battle Creek? Human minds may not see the necessity for the call to families to leave Battle Creek and settle in places where they can do medical missionary evangelistic work. But the Lord has spoken. Shall we question His word? Our youth are to be prepared to take charge of church school in which the children in our churches will be taught the first principles of education. This is a very nice work, demanding the highest ability and the most careful study. Our young men and young women should be preparing to advance this line of work. Then shall we allow our most promising youth to be called into a work that is not fulfilling the specifications of God?